Moses said to the people, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God and to follow his ways exactly, to love and serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and its statutes, which I enjoin on you today for your own good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." We just need to read chapter 10 of Deuteronomy. That's it. Just read that. Read what we just read. Read it again. Read it over and over again. Because in that, you'll find out what you're supposed to do. What does it say? What does God ask of you? The God who is your Lord. The God who, as later on it will say, goes by a title called the Awesome. That means the when your jaw drops and no words come out. What does he say? I'll read it for you in the Spanish, just in case you didn't all get it in the English. We all understand the Spanish anyway.
Ora Israel, averte bien lo que el Señor te pide, que temas el Señor tu Dios, que cumplas su voluntad y lo ames, que servas al Señor tu Dios con todo el corazón y con toda el alma, que cumplas los preceptos del Señor y los mandamientos que hoy te impongo para tu bien. Es cierto que el cielo y toda su inmensidad, la tierra y cuanto hay en ella del Señor tu Dios, sin embargo, solo con tus padres se unió el Señor con alianza de amor, y solo a ustedes, sus descendientes, los eligió de entre todos los pueblos, como pueden comprobarlo todavía.
What does that say there? That tells you and me how special we are, how important we are to God.
De entre todos los pueblos del mundo, el Señor les colgó ustedes.
Ustedes aquí, todos ustedes.
De entre todos los pueblos del mundo, estamos sus escogidos, amados hijos.
Don't think that you're anything else. The chosen ones, the loved ones.
Qué precioso, en los ojos de Dios, son ustedes, aquí.
What else did he say?
No cierren pues su corazón, ni endurezcan su cabeza. Porque el Señor, su Dios, es el Dios que los dios de los dioses. Y el Señor de los señores, Dios grande, fuerte y terrible.
The same as awesome right there. Terrible.
No es parcial, ni acepta sobornos. Hace justicia al huérfano y la viuda. Ama al forastero y le da pan y vestido. Aman pues al forastero porque también ustedes lo fueron en Egipto.
It makes it really practical there for it, doesn't it? Who are we supposed to care for? Remember what it says when Santiago, in his letter, speaks to us. St. James, what does he say? He says, this is pure and unadulterated religion, to take care of widows and huérfanos, and to maintain one's soul unstained by all the crazy things that go on in this life.
Continuamos. Teme al Señor tu Dios, sérvelo, vive unido a él y jura en su nombre. Él será tu gloria y él será tu Dios, pues él hizo por ti las terribles hazañas que tus obras han visto. 70 eran tus padres cuando fueron a Egipto, y ahora Israel, el Señor tu Dios, te ha hecho un pueblo numeroso como las estrellas del cielo.
What is it saying there? It's saying you entered as a small people. We're small here today. Very small. But how do we exit? Numerosos. Remember what we said on Sunday. There are twice as many persons, twice as many souls as you see here today with your own natural eyes. They're here, al menos. And by the power of God, San Miguel is kicking the other ones out. These are the promises of God. These are the promises of Father Bernabé. These are the promises of God. What he's doing, not just 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago, when these words were spoken the first time, continues on even to today. This is our God. It's who we worship here at Holy Mass. And for those of us who are ready, who we will receive in Holy Communion, take these intentions to the Lord. He's here.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy